live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's time to talk to my next guest. The Workplace Improv comes to Town and Gown in Cambridge on Friday the 29th of November. I spoke to the creator, Jack Sullivan, earlier, and I asked him how it first came about.
I started hosting a monthly improv show with Barney called Nondescript, which is the last Sunday of every month. That's one of the Blue Moon. And I also knew Kate and Aaron, who are also part of the cast, through doing improv with Cambridge Improv Factory and the Cambridge Impronauts. And I'd always wanted to do an improv show that was based on mockumentary shows like The Office and Parks and Recreation, because they're like my favourite TV shows. So I asked those three if they would be interested, and they were. So we booked a rehearsal space and just threw some ideas around for a few hours, and it felt like it worked. So we started taking it to little scratch nights and doing half an hour spots. And eventually we did a full hour in Cambridge a few months ago at the Portland Arms, and that sold out. And then we took it to Brighton Fringe, and it sold out there, and everyone seemed to really enjoy it. So we're sort of just keeping that rolling now. And we're back on in Cambridge, and then we're going to Leicester Comedy Festival next year, and we're hoping to do Brighton Fringe again. So,
oh, really busy time then.
Yeah.
Improv in Cambridge, there seems to be a lot of groups. It's really, really popular. You know, you sell out everywhere. What do you think the pull of improv is?
I think it's being able to see it created in front of you. And obviously, it's never the same, right? So you can go to the same show twice. I know loads of people that go to the same show twice, and it's a completely different show. Like, you know, sometimes we are questioned by new audience members, like, oh, how much of that was made up? Well, all of it was made up. Come again tomorrow, and you'll see that it is completely different. I think there's something quite special in knowing that this will never be seen again. I've seen it here today, and it won't happen again.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It's like a really unique experience, isn't it?
Exactly. It's like made for the audience and never again, just for them.
Yeah, and I think on that, people will say, oh yeah, but I bet they worked all that bit out so that when as soon as someone says whatever it is, they do. But
yeah.
With improv, you can't do that, can you? You really don't know. You can't pre-think what people are going to say.
Exactly, and we don't know what the audience are saying either and what the suggestions will be. We did a murder mystery show with Cambridge Improv Factory a few months ago, and for some reason, halfway through, we ended up dancing the kids' disco dance Agadoo. And after the show, we were asked if we'd choreographed that. And it's like, why would we have choreographed a kid's dance routine on the off chance it might come up in an Agatha Christie-style murder? It just doesn't happen, right? And then you don't know what's going to be thrown at you. So you kind of need to be ready to just go with whatever happens.
Yeah, you almost have to see it a few times to see it go in all the different routes, really. Otherwise, you feel like you're missing out. And getting the idea of doing the mockumentary, it's become a very popular sort of genre for TV and TV series. And it's really popular, you know, The Office America and, like you say, Parks and Recreation. So is that another reason why you thought it'd be a good area? Because people can really get involved with it.
Yeah, I think it's really important, especially with improv, that the audience kind of know what they're getting themselves involved in. So the murder mystery, it was, you know, we all know what a murder mystery is. We know what that looks like. Great, we're interested. And I think it's the same for a mockumentary. Like, our poster is quite clear that it's based on The Office. You know, even the name, The Workplace, is very much a spin-off of The Office. People know what they're coming for. You know, if you want to see a workplace situation where the characters are all a bit bizarre and a bit heightened and a bit strange, but also you're going to have those little talking head moments where they're just talking to the camera and no one else. And it's that, but boiled down into an improvised format. And I think people are, you know, interested in it.
Yeah, that sounds brilliant. And if you came as an audience member, how much participation can you have, or do you have to have, if you like?
So it's a little bit different from the sort of shorter form improv that you'd see in, like, Whose Line Is It Anyway? We take a bunch of suggestions at the beginning, like three or four suggestions from the audience right at the beginning, and then we'll perform for about half an hour, and then we'll come back to the audience again halfway through to get some more suggestions to keep going. But we do ask the audience as a whole. We don't go down to one person at the front. So if you're someone who's a bit nervous to get involved, you never have to. It's very much an opt-in thing. But if you're someone that wants to be getting involved, like, you could shape the entire show. We don't know where it is we're going to work until the audience tell us where we're going to work. So really, like, the core premise of the show is in your hands.
That sounds brilliant. Now, yeah, I think that's nice. I think it's nice to know that you aren't going to be, like, holed up and expected to stand there and do a weird dance or something if you don't want to. I mean, you never know. Now, Jack, tell us where it's on again and how people can get tickets and how they book.
Yeah, of course. So we'll be on at the Town and Gown in Cambridge, right in the centre of town. And you can get tickets from the Town & Gown website. It links you to a Skiddle page. I'm sure you'll be able to find it on there. But all the links are on Facebook and stuff as well, on events and on our Instagram at The Workplace Improv. You'll be able to find links on there. So the link is available at various places and you can get tickets from the Town & Gown website.
And that's Friday the 29th of November, isn't it?
Yeah. Friday the 29th of November at 8:30.
And did you say it's about an hour but with and an interval as well? Or
there's no interval, but it's okay. About an hour long, so it'll be around about 8:30 till 9:30.
Oh, that sounds perfect, doesn't it? And if people can't get to that one, are you doing any more coming up across Christmas or into the new year? I know you said Leicester, but anyone around so here?
Our next show is booked for Leicester, which is in February, but we do tend to pop up here and there. We did a show in London a couple of weeks ago. We will do more Cambridge gigs as well. We kind of want to do it every few months in Cambridge because it's like our home crowd, if you will. It's where most of our friends live. But we will be spotting around. We're hoping to go to Edinburgh Fringe Festival this year as well. So if you're someone that goes to the Edinburgh Fringe, you can look us up and maybe find us there.
That sounds brilliant. I mean, I'm hoping to go next year to Fringe because I haven't been for a few years. I tried to go every other year, but I missed last year. So definitely due a date. So
yeah.
I look forward to that. So thank you very much, Jack. I don't know whether you need to do break a leg for an improv or you don't really just see how it goes,
yeah,
but I'm sure it'll be brilliant.
We had this discussion in the past. We're not sure what the thing to say is, but I think go for break a leg. It works.
Oh, brilliant. Well, thanks ever so much, Jack.
No, thank you.
It's the Workplace Improv. That's at the Town & Gown on Friday, the 29th of November.
Cambridge 105 Radio.